We're going to head over to Mount Pleasant and be joined by Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. You guys doing all right?
Doing okay. Thank you for your time. And after a tough 43-20 setback at Buffalo and getting back to your office, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
You know, Bob, credit Buffalo. They beat us in every, every fashion that you could. They, controlled special teams, field position, obviously the turnover battle, and it doesn't matter who you play. You turn the ball over like that, you're going to lose games. So, disappointed that we couldn't give Lance and his guys a better game. And now it's a matter of, getting back and playing a very, very talented team. Man, you watch them personnel-wise in NIU, a team that played a brutal non-league schedule. And, we're in those games and had chances. We've got our work cut out for us, and we'll see how we show up this week.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon it briefly, but, again, any time you turn the ball over 5 times, that's no recipe for victory. Is there any solace in that with regards to at least your squad knows what they did in a setback, and you make those corrections, and it's a completely different outcome?
I think it would have been a competitive game. Like I said before, I just, apologize to Buffalo for not giving them a game that, was competitive. They took it to us, and now it's a matter of us coming back home, understanding the things that you've got to do as a team to be successful. And, we'll get back up and get to practice and get ready to play at home.
Can you evaluate Quinton Dormady's performance with his 272 yards passing with 2 TDs and 2 interceptions against Buffalo?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the last interception, obviously, he's trying to make something happen. It's 4th and long at the end of the game. And like always, he in stretches played pretty well, did some really good things. As always, when you evaluate the position and playing the position is you'll always want something back. And yet, the important thing is to know that no matter what in this game, you don't get any do-overs. And, we just got to continue to try to get the ball to our playmakers and let them go make some plays in space.
One of the elements with coming off a tough game, obviously, is not letting the loss affect your work in preparation for the next game and letting that become a losing streak. Talk about the importance of rebounding after a loss and playing well the following week.
Well, we've done a pretty decent job of whether it is a win or a loss, tearing off the rearview mirror, learning from your mistakes, and, coming to work and focusing on the next task. And, that's something, we kind of, the way we build our program is, each opportunity to go out is a chance to learn, is a chance to get better. This is no different. We obviously correct our mistakes. We also, show the things when we do it right. We're pretty okay, and I think that's the biggest piece for us as a young program, just understanding, the week to week, and try to, not get on that roller coaster. It'll be interesting to see how our guys come out this Saturday.
Let's go to our next question for Coach McElwain.
Our next question is from Evan Petzold with the Central Michigan Live.
What's up, Evan?
Three weeks, essentially. Does that help you, hurt you? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, Evan. You I didn't get the first part of your question, bud.
Oh, sorry about that. Looking at the fact that you guys have two buys in the last 3 weeks, does that help or hurt you?
You know, I guess that'll be a time will tell you, right? You know, we've had a pretty long stretch here, and I think this will be game 10, consecutive, and yet, you know, that's out of your control. The things we can control, obviously, are taking care of the football and continually trying to get a little bit better. So, we'll see. We've got a really good plan for, those kind of that last 4 weeks and two buys, I guess. For us, it's a matter right now of focusing on getting another win at home, against the team, as you're well aware, Evan, has really, really good talent.
And then obviously looking at Daniel Richardson, you've been high on him. Is he going to play this year?
Well, I don't know. Time, if it comes, he's been ready. And, we'll see how it kind of goes from there.
I guess to go off of that, what would it take to get him in the game? Would it be a big lead at the end of the game, or would it be a deficit, or what would it take to get Richardson in there?
I guess if we need him, the way we practice, he gets a ton of reps. He's getting better every week, I'm glad he's with us.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, bud.
Jim, looking ahead to Northern Illinois next week, next Saturday. Again, the running game. Just talk about defensively what the scheme and your Chippewas needing to stop NIU's running game, especially with a running quarterback like Marcus Childers.
Yeah, and obviously something that's been an Achilles heel for us. And Thomas does an outstanding job there. He's put a great staff together. You can tell the way they're playing that. You know, that they're playing the way he wants them to play. And, when you look at him, for us, being able to stop the run is going to be critical. Defensively, their defensive coordinator and I cross paths at Michigan State. He's really bright and does a great job. You look at the things that they do defensively and the different looks they give you, the pressures they give you, they give you a lot of problems with good players. So this will be interesting to see this week how the matchup is. And, for us, it's another opportunity to go out and play at home. We're excited about it.
Well, Jim, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for NIU. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. For Jim McElwain and his Central Michigan Chippewas coming off the 43-20 loss at Buffalo in that contest, Quinton Dormey, 25-37 passing for 272 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions in that contest. And for Central Michigan, they'll be hosting NIU this coming Saturday, November 2nd at noon Eastern. That game available on CBS Sports Network.